Human Radio.
Dark. Dingy. We need a bit of sunshine, Andy, is what we need. We need a bit of sunshine in our lives. Where are we going to get that from? I'll tell you where. Season 2, Episode 2 of It's Only Human Radio. That's where.
I was going to say from your lovely face, smiling through the airwaves.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
If only they could actually see it. It's more like the dark and dingy. Are you well, Andy? You look well.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm rocking a sort of a very strange haircut at the moment. But apart from that, everything's going okay.
No, I'd call that fully quiffed up, I'd call that.
Do you remember a band called Modern Romance from the 80s?
I do.
It's a bit like that.
A bit of Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to say, we've also got another bit of sunshine, another sunny person with us tonight, haven't we?
A sunny delight.
Yeah.
We have. Who have we got, Andy?
We've got Graham.
We've got Graham Campbell.
Hey guys.
The famous Joseph Hecht. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I only just made it to the show because I was coming back from London and navigating all the buses and things, and I just got in the door. So I'm all right. I've got that kind of head freeze, but I'm okay.
It's all right. You were bang on time, and I was reprimanding a child, so I was late, so it was fine. So, you know, everything worked out in the end.
In fact, I was later than you, Graham, and I've actually been working downstairs. So my commute was literally sort of 20 seconds, and I was still later than you, so fair enough.
Yeah,
that's kind of like when... Talking about children, that's kind of like when you live near the school and you've got to get them there on time. But if you live really close, you're always late.
Yeah. And you'll always spot those people that you know are always going to be late walking up the road or as you're driving away and the kids are still eating Rice Krispies out of a bag or something like that because they've not managed to actually eat the breakfast yet. But anyway, shall I go on? We've got an amazing mix of music again tonight, Andy. Some fantastic things you've picked from around the world.
Yeah, it's again unquantifiable. I mentioned last week, I want a theme. I couldn't find one, but we've got everything from recorded washing machines to sort of higher end pop music from Australia. So we've got all sorts and everything in between, really. It's another lovely mixed bag.
I'm going to call it Andy's Bag of Licorice All Sorts.
Okay.
And maybe.
All right, are we doing sweet? Are we doing sweets tonight?
No, we're not doing anything silly like that, Andy. No, but I might get a new jingle for that for the next show. And obviously I've produced brand new jingles for the show tonight. Note to self, remember to make some jingles tomorrow. And we'll be playing those later, so that's very exciting as well. But what we got coming up first, Andy?
We have got Swirla Burner, Phil Goodall, all round jolly good fellow. The original confectionery corner guru with his tune called Rehydration. He did say that this is not brand new, but it has never, ever been aired before. So I think we are, well, up until we get this out there, there's us, Phil, who are the only people that have heard it. So it's a bit of an exclusive. It's not brand new, but it's a debut for this tune, Rehydration.
Well, and what a tune it is. And I think, I mean, I don't know, Graham, whether you've spoken to Phil at all, but I think this reflects his personality so well. It's such a fun, nice tune to listen to. It's just great fun. What did you think of it, Graham?
It's such a good tune. I was shampooing the carpets when I had a moment to this track. You know, because you kind of do it, you know, it's a boring job and you're slugging away at it. But then it made it so much fun to listen to this tune. It's such an upbeat tune.
Was it the Shake and Vac that was fun or was it the tune? Because Shake and Vac adverts do make it look like fun.
Yeah, it was definitely the tune kind of, I don't know, it just gave me a little spring in my step as I was kind of, you know, soaking my carpets within an inch of their lives. So, yeah, it was good. It was great. And it really reminds me of something, and I haven't, in all the times I've listened to this tune, I haven't been able to work out what it reminds me of.
I'll tell you what
it's got
is.
Like a,
it's the new Shake and Vac advert that's coming out next week, featuring this tune. So
actually, I was rehydrating my, I was rehydrating my carpets actually while I was listening to it.
Well, there we are.
So I think maybe that's it. Maybe that's the soundtrack for that.
But it is a bit of classic synth pop, isn't it?
Yeah, it seriously is. He does that brilliantly.
Yeah,
I tell you what, Phil does that I absolutely love is the fact that he. I don't want to synth music. It can be a little bit, dystopian.
Mm.
But Phil dollops fun all over his synth music.
Yeah,
and I think it takes a bit of skill to sort of remain credible and sound like you're having a bit of a laugh at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's a nice mixture of the two, I think.
Andy, you've been doing some fantastic pictures of cats on synth this week. If you're going to put a cat on this synth, what cat would you stick on it?
It's difficult because cats are notoriously turned off by water, aren't they? So if there was a cat loving water, I would have, a cat that loved water, I would have gone for it. But I don't know.
That's a tricky one. Well, I picked a Japanese bobtail on a Roland D50 because a Japanese bobtail is supposed to be the funnest cat you can get, apparently. That's a fact. That's an internet fact, that.
And when you say fun, how is it fun? What's the?
I'm not sure. I don't know whether they dress up or what they do, but they're supposed to be great fun. I'll have to do some more research whilst we're listening to the song.
That's such a Google. You just read that on Google.
And I've not even been drinking this weekend. I'll tell you what. Shall we have a listen to his song? Because it is a bit of a classic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is Swirly Burner Off and Phil with Rehydration.
I'm not afraid to die.
Swirla burner, rehydration. Well, that's cheered me right up for the night, that has. Doesn't matter how miserable it is outside when you've got a song like that bouncing around your head, does it?
You know, you just said you haven't had a drink all week. Wasn't it your birthday the other day?
Well, yeah, I say all week. since Tuesday.
That was yesterday.
That's not bad. It's not bad for me, Andy, I'm telling you. It's
true.
It's quite an effort, that.
Right,
really, okay. Is.
Did you guys catch the lyrics in that song as well? Like the, because it took me a while to work through the vocoder, but I thought it was, because he kind of catches the eye of the doorman, doesn't he, in the club, yeah. and then he's kind of. The guy's concerned about him, and then it's all okay again. And it's such a good little tune.
It's a great tune.
I'm really glad everything's going to be all right at the end, though. It sort of wraps up nicely, doesn't it? It's got like a nice kind of cozy vibe.
Goes,
at the
and
end.
Everything's gonna be all right. Like that. It's like George Formby.
Well, it was superb. Yeah. And again, it's if great, you want to yeah. listen to more of Swirla Burner, I'm sure. Is he on Bandcamp, Andy? I'm sure he's on Bandcamp, isn't he?
I don't know. I know he's on SoundCloud.
Oh, there we go. SoundCloud.
There's quite a bit of his. Yeah, there's quite a bit of stuff on SoundCloud from Phil.
Okay.
So check him out. There's some absolute stormers on there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff he's kicked out, and it's all good. It's all very good yeah. stuff. So yeah, thoroughly yeah. enjoyed that. Right, coming up next. Well, take your cozy sweater off. This is a little bit more sinister, a bit darker. It's Wasberg, washed up. Washing Machine Man. This is a really interesting tune.
It is.
And I really enjoy it.
It is.
But it's a... It's
I don't know anything... I don't know much about how he's made it, other than my assumption is that there is some audio from his washing machine in it. And one thing he did tell me about it was it's the only track he's ever done with his voice on it.
Oh,
and that's
really?
All I can tell you. Yeah, the voice at the end is him.
Is that because there's like a weird reversed sample voice throughout, isn't there?
Yeah, that's Luke. Yeah.
Right.
That's all I know. He normally sends over a bit of a kit list, so it's a mystery, this one, but that suits the music because it is quite unusual.
It is. I mean, again, I really liked it. There's like a submarine ping that goes throughout the whole thing as well, and that. And what I didn't have time to do it. What I intended to do was actually take that file and reverse it in Audacity so I could try and hear what the sample was actually saying.
That's a great idea.
You need to be careful with that.
You do.
You'll summon the spirits, Julian.
Yeah.
the Daz spirits or the... Yeah. I was thinking it's quite a sort of, like, yes, eerie, murky kind of track, isn't it? It's kind of like trying to make out items of clothing through the washing machine window. You know, and trying to, and working out those vocals was difficult. But no, it's good. I think he made it on a Zanussi synthesizer.
If only Zanussi made synths. Imagine
I think they have. Yeah.
What? Oh, have they?
Well, no, I'm just kidding. drum machines.
Oh my God.
I actually, when I was searching for drum machines, sorry, this is a bit of a tangent, but searching for drum machines on Facebook Marketplace, I kept getting washing machines.
Really?
Because they have drums.
Oh, I see. And, you know, washing machine drum.
Yeah.
It's a bit obscure, like, to have a drum machine as a washing machine. But anyway, so maybe that's part of the thing. But no, it's a good tune. It's a really atmospheric tune.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Anybody got a cat stick on this synth?
Cornish Rex.
Ooh, look at you. I just thought the boggly-eyed one. That's all I could think of. I couldn't think of the name.
I was thinking a big fluffy one, maybe one that's been through a tumble dryer.
I know. What one with just one big boggly eye?
Well, Cornish Rex, because they're famously bald, aren't they? So I would imagine that their clothes are in the washing machine. Hence, that's why I've chosen the Cornish Rex.
Genius.
That's like an old advert. Isn't it like the advert where the guy gets undressed in the laundrette and then puts his clothes in the washing machine?
Puts his jeans on, he does. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Nick Kamen.
Nick Kamen. That's it. Yeah. Tops in it. Yeah. Just the one. Right. I tell you what. Let's have a look through the washing machine window and see what we see inside. This is Wasberg, washed up washing machine man.
Only Human Radio.
Well, I don't know what you saw through the window, but I saw all sorts of strange things going on through the little washing machine window there. I really enjoyed it, though.
I saw it from inside the washing machine, looking out.
Holy cow!
I know.
Yeah. Full of water? Full of water, or just kind of empty and cavernous? I mean, it makes a difference, because you'll have loads of reverb on the... the inside of that drum.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure I was hearing anything. I was more sort of spinning around, really. I don't know. It was good, though.
Is that why you got that pair of underpants halfway on your head?
Yeah.
Ah, I was wondering.
I'm trying to... No, actually, that's my hair.
Oh, right. Well, that's very nice. Okay. Coming up next... Oh, Graham. Joseph Hecht. We've got you coming up next with your song, EAG3112. Which is a very intriguing title. So do you want to talk us through this a little bit?
Oh, it might sound more interesting than it is. So, yeah, so the track itself, I was... Basically, my new job, I'm working in research, and it involves psychedelic drugs and music. And so what I wanted to try and do was make a tune...
Sorry, hang on. That's your job?
That's my job now,
psychedelic drugs and music?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, no, it's so. Maybe I should explain. Maybe so. Last time I spoke, I was working in an inpatient mental health unit as a doctor, and now because I've been working sort of helping out this other people in the field really around psychedelic treatments for depression. So now I'm working in a research study, giving DMT to people to treat depression. So part of that whole process involves using a music playlist to go along with the experience. And that music playlist is usually something that's really ambient and sort of, maybe it has an emotion to it. It can be sad music or it can be kind of uplifting and expansive. And so for this track, I started off trying to make a tune that was kind of optimistic and friendly and kind of supportive and, nice and comforting and not like the dark kind of stuff that I tend to lean towards. So it started off and it was EAG, the notes. So that's where that came from. And I made it at the very end of last year. And I think I just kind of wrapped it up on the 1st of January this year. I've forgotten the name. Is it 3112?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So right at the very end of the year, I sort of kind of finished it. But when I was making it, I was trying to be all optimistic and friendly and nice and, and then it just went dark. So
yeah,
I couldn't help it.
I've put here that most of it is like a sunny day. And then at some point, the clouds sort of drift across the sun.
Yeah.
You know that bit where it goes a bit cold and you're still wearing your T-shirt?
Yeah,
it goes a bit like that for a bit, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And you're like, oh, you run inside, grab that jumper, and you come back outside and get struck by lightning.
Yeah, because it felt like being in the middle of an arcade up to that point. It was really jolly and nice, and then it's 2:40 it comes in. I wrote it down there, and I just wrote.
So we've all spotted this.
Yeah, and everybody will hear it as soon as it comes in because it does go a bit wild. And I've just written down what is happening here. And it just kind of, because it goes so dark so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sooner or later, I'm going to make a friendly track. I'm going to make one that's just kind of nice and friendly. I've got a list, maybe I'll just watch loads of kids' TV or something and then just give myself the impetus to do it. But yeah, that noise, all that kind of distorted noise was really serendipitous because I was using my Octatrack. And I just found that if I had the slider, what was it? If I had the slider on something to do with the filter, and then I was twisting the rate of the sample, it was like a dirty bass sample. Then I could actually play it. So all that second half of the track is just at one or two takes, just kind of playing it with the beats. So it was kind of just kind of playing it. And I probably couldn't repeat it now, but it just kind of worked.
But it's great. I mean, it's a really good filthy noise you're getting out of it there, and it gets filthier as it goes along. It's really, really nice. That was on the Octatrack, wasn't it?
Cheers. That was the Octatrack, And then I sort of added a few extra little bits in the door, but that was just kind of, that was quite a cathartic moment, never to be repeated.
There's a little ride cymbal at the start that was just making it a little bit groovier than it already was. I don't know if it's a ride or it's definitely a sort of higher cymbal sound. Yeah. I just loved it. I just focused on that and it was like, oh, this is great. And it just rolls it along.
Oh, cheers, Andy. Was that the one that sort of comes in after a few bars and then just kind of takes it up a little little peg? Yeah.
Yeah, it just takes it. It's here. Then this it's not like a high impact instrument, but it just takes it up that little level.
Yeah.
Super. Absolutely loved it.
Oh, cheers.
Tell you what, shall we have a listen? Has anybody got a cat? Sphinx cat on a Digitact.
Scarface McClaw. Was it Scarface? Scarface the cat from Slinky Malinky, I reckon. That's probably, I reckon he comes in.
Is it Scarface McGraw? It is something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Answers on a postcard.
Yeah, stick them in the chat box on the side. Be fine. All right, here we go. This is Graham Campbell, Joseph Hecht. This is EAG 3112. Graham, I absolutely loved that. That was brilliant. And it does, I mean, it Me does too. Get really gritty and dark, Andy, doesn't it? But I like stuff
love
like
it,
that.
Love it. Yeah.
Really,
Cheers,
really.
I put fizzy start goes dark, exclamation mark.
Well, I think
so that pretty much for me that's but it's beautifully recorded as well. You know, sounds ace. Proper Thanks. Good.
Really Thanks does. So right, I'm gonna hand over to Andy now because it's time for here comes the jingle.
Andy's Gear Geek Corner.
What does that knob do? Oh. Do you like the new jingle, Andy?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Great. Very similar to the last one.
Yeah, that's why I'm pausing a little bit, because I'm not absolutely convinced that it isn't the last one.
There are very subtle differences in it. It's been remastered. And anyway.
Right. I see. It's the 21 remaster.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a bit more clarity in there. You'll be a little bit more top end.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll pass you over because you're going to be speaking to Graham about our Gear Geek Corner. Off we go.
Right. Hey, Graham. So,
Hello. I know.
I'm just trying to remember what the model cycles is, because that is what you're going to be doing tonight.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to sort of kill a bit of time just while I try and remember. So, the first question I always ask everybody is, Graham, what is the model cycles?
The model cycles. Right. So it's a little groove box, an FM synthesis groove box by Electron. And it's great. I mean, it's got six tracks, FM synthesis. It's kind of simplified. Some people compare it to the Digitone from Electron, which is the four track FM synthesis synth, which, you know, it's got a beautiful sound to it. Really complex, as most FM synth stuff is. But the model cycles is kind of like it's a bit more of a sort of one button, one knob, one function groove box, all kind of paired down to, you know, four main modulation dials. And then, you can just change the sounds and it's got that kind of lovely Electron sequencer, which is great.
Quite often, Electron are criticised for the menu diving. Some people call them deep, and some people say that there is too much menu diving. Would it be fair to say that the cycles kind of addresses that, and it's a bit more immediate? Is it a bit more hands-on?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of menu stuff, but whereas when I use it, I kind of realise, you know, I'm sort of prepared to be going, you know, headlong into the menus, and then they just sort of end really quickly. So there's not a lot that you need to do on the menus, and the screen is tiny. It's like a little, you know, it's like a half a Game Boy screen or something, like an original Game Boy. It's a really, really tiny screen, a little bit of info, but really it's kind of designed to just be played. Which is great. And I think the thing that really sold it to me was seeing a few videos on YouTube of people, you know, just making some really, really great sounding stuff and changing loads of parameters, and then suddenly being able to, if you press down, you know, you're playing along, you've got your pattern going, and you press down, I can't remember what it was now, maybe function or something, maybe even track, and then you change a whole load of parameters, you really mess up the sound, you make it, you know, then you take your finger off the button and it's straight back to what you had before, you know. So it's kind of really, really malleable, really instant, really, really just great for playing and just great for putting ideas into,
you know, that sounds amazing, because I've got the Digitone. Yeah. And that is a function I would love on that, because you can go on a meander with changing the sounds and the carriers and what have you, and then you are where you are. There's no going back with this with the Digitone.
Because I think you can do it with the Digitact, can't you? I think, from memory, because from when I had it, I'm sure you could do something similar where you hold down track or something and fiddle about and then let go and it all comes back again.
I think if you are particularly adept with that function, I think there is a save function where you can go back to a previous save, but you need to have the sort of the memory, the muscle memory to be able to do that in an instant. I don't know how to do it.
No. So, I've got a Digitone, and I don't think I've found it. If I can find it, I mean, I think that sort of touches on the fact that I think the model cycles is, I think it's really helped me learn my other gear and like get really much more familiar with the sequencer. You know, it's just so much more instant and playable. It's kind of helped me get better with my Digitone and the other Electron stuff because I'm a bit of an
Electron. So you've got a Digitone as well as the cycles, have you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which initially I thought was, I mean, when I was getting close to getting one, it was kind of hard to justify. I thought, you know, I've got an Electron setup really with Octatrack, Digitone, Analog Rhythm. And I thought, is it just a little bit much? Oh, I've got Analog 4 as well. And is it a bit much to get like to spend more money on a little groove box as well? But I think it's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot about how to use the Electron stuff. And then when I use the bigger models, it's kind of, I sort of know more now. I've got more kind of memory of how to use the sequencer and, helps with the learning. Sorry.
I do follow some of the videos that you post. The Facebook algorithm has chosen you to be one of the people I see a lot of music from. And you do tend to use the cycles in quite a few of your recent videos. Is it that's because you can just pick it up, it's quite immediate, and off you go? Is that fair to say of it?
That's it, yeah. I mean, I think I chose it because it was, I mean, it's often the one that I go to just for, like, having a play, you know, nothing too serious, just getting some ideas down. And if something sounds, I mean, there was one point where I kind of linked it up with my Blofeld, and then, what was the other thing? It was a TB-03, and it was just lots and lots of, instant knob twiddling, for want of a better word. You know, it's just kind of you can just change loads of little bits, sequence it all together, synchronize it, and it's just really instant. And then if you've got something you like, you can then link it up, because it sends out MIDI as well. From every single track, it can send out MIDI, so you can use it as the main controller for other gear.
Which is
such a great function.
They're very affordable as well, aren't they? Are they under £300?
Yeah. It's crazy. I was looking at it on the train on the way home today, because I've been sort of tempted to get samples, but then I can't quite do that if I've got an Octatrack. You know, I'm trying to learn my Octatrack. But yeah, it was like £230. I know. And I thought, that's so much functionality for such a little, you know, relatively small amount of money for something that does what the cycles does.
It's hard to find comparative product, really, isn't it? I mean, there's not, if you were looking for something like that, I can't think of what else you get for that price.
I couldn't think. I mean, I think that people often compare it to the circuit, the Novation circuit. But, you know, and I've seen some great stuff actually on Modulate TV. You know, there's somebody who was using the circuit incredibly well. And you know, I think it's a main competitor, but yeah, there's just something about, I mean, it's almost like it's got to be the lost leader for Electron, you know, get people hooked into the Electron workflow, and then, you know, and I think it works. It's got me more hooked into my own other machines. It's a great, great little machine.
How deep into the FM synthesis does it go? I mean, I know that the Digitone is pretty deep. Is the same level of the carriers, the ABCD, all of that kind of malarkey going on with it?
No. I mean, you've got four different instruments as such. You know, you've got your kick, your percussion, a metal sound, and then you've got chords and a tone, and, you know, all these kind of these different sort of instruments, and then you've just got four parameters you can change. And I think, you know, one parameter will affect, each parameter in each different instrument affects it in a slightly different way, but you definitely don't have the range of algorithms and, you know, the sort of trickery that you can do with the Digitone. It's much more basic, but that gives you, you know, it's sufficient. It's designed in such a way that it kind of gives you a real range of sounds. Mm. And I've heard some people say that the model cycles, you know, it starts to get a bit samey. You know, it doesn't have the range of the other machines, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't really found that yet. You know, it's still got so much in it, and I don't think I've really kind of mastered it yet. Even though it's, you know, their sort of basic machine, you know, it's still sufficiently complex.
I think FM is a little bit unsung. I think up until Electron got their hands on it, I think it's been a dark art, hasn't it, really? But Electron have made it discovered a way to make it much more accessible.
Definitely, yeah. Was it just the DX7 and stuff that you had before that was celebrated? And then,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the little bits I've read about the DX7 is that most people just didn't stray too far from the presets, maybe tweaked a preset. But I think starting from scratch on the DX7 was an absolute, I don't know, it was a difficult, yeah. it was difficult, it was tricky.
There's just a load of thin buttons, isn't there? Just a load of thin buttons and a thin screen, and you think, how can you do anything with that? But yeah,
I think I think one of our previous guests, Andy Darrant, owns a DX7. We'll have to ask him how he gets on with it. But do you get all of the lovely the bells and the plucks and the glassy sounds? Is it good at that kind of thing?
That's pretty much all it does.
Right. No, no. Do you need any more?
No. You do get that. You do get that. And definitely, and that's the kind of, I mean, I'm really into, you know, music. I mean, I love Warp Records-y kind of stuff and music by Plaid or Plaid, whoever you kind of call them. And, you know, they've got all their sort of percussive sounds and the gamelan kind of sounds and all that sort of, bells and things. And so it gives you loads of that, but it gives you surprisingly dirty bass as well. Like really, really bass that kind of, you know, really come shakes the place. You know, you can actually plug this thing in, and sometimes you get bass sounds that you just think, how the heck did it come out of this tiny little slab of plastic that's, you know, it's really well constructed, but it's smaller than a piece of A4 paper, a little bit deeper, of course. But mm-hmm. you know, how does it make these kind of bass sounds? And then when you get the bass sound that's got like that little sci-fi edge as well, you know, the sort of real texture to it. It's, yeah, the sounds you get out of it are stunning, really. So, and then, your reverb stuff is good as well. You can send, I mean, you've got like a reverb that's kind of for every single, like one reverb for every single sound. So, you know, if you change the size of the reverb, it kind of does it for all of it. So people have said, you know, if you had a reverb for each different track, that would be nice. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, but it's a beautiful little thing, and close to my heart.
Well, some of the sounds you've had out of it in the past are fantastic, so yeah, it seems to do the trick.
Cheers, Jules.
Oh, that's beautiful. And again, what we should have asked, what I should have asked before, sorry, Andy, is if we want to hear more of your music as well, Graham, where can we hear it?
So I've got a Bandcamp where I put stuff that's a little bit more finished. I think it's just Joseph Hecht. If you search Joseph Hecht, if you search Joseph Hecht and Massive Face, then that will come to my Bandcamp, and that was one name of one of my EPs. So I think that's probably the way to get to that. And then SoundCloud is kind of where I just stick stuff that is
sketches and things.
Yeah, sketches and bits and bobs. And then Facebook is kind of probably where I put the videos, and they're just experiments, really, with loads of strange animated GIFs all over the surface.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah, they're brilliant.
I like those. Yeah. I like those.
That was superb. That was really interesting. Thank you very much indeed for that, Graham. That was a great Gear Geek Corner, Andy. Right, coming up next, we've got, oh God, it's me. We've got my song, Citizen Fly, with Axiom. We'll have a quick talk about it, then get on the mucky business.
I thought it sounded like a spy theme.
Oh.
And I think it's because of there's a sort of zithery harpsichord sound. It starts off with that, and then it morphs into piano, but it's the sound that that Portishead used a lot, and it's the sort of sound that I always think of old Michael Caine movies.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Do you know what it is? It's a Chinese instrument called a yanquan. Yangqin,
Right.
And all the way throughout, it's the same instrument, yanquan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
right.
And
because I was hearing, you know, like a zither.
Well, that, you know that's, how they, that's what a Yanquin is.
The third man, sort of.
Yeah, so it's like a big... I didn't know what it looked like, actually, so I had to look it up. But it's like a great big oval-shaped thing with strings all the way up it. And then you play it using... this is great radio because nobody can see what I'm doing. Using like little sticks.
Mallets.
Mallet, thank you. Mallets, okay. Yeah, little mallets in your hand. And you play it using those. But Native Instruments, very kindly, over Christmas, and I think it's still free now, gave away a new VST called Yanquin, which is a fully sampled Yanquin into a VST, and it's sampled from the actual instrument itself. So that's what I used. When I downloaded it, I thought, and I just listened to a couple of bits, and I thought, I've got to make something with this. It's such a beautiful instrument.
Yeah, it sounds ace.
So I did it on a VST, but I actually got my Akai Force to do the control of it through machine. And anyway, it was all a bit complicated, but I'm glad I did it in the end. Nice. So yes, I'm glad you liked it anyway.
Yeah, it's great.
I
definitely got that sort of mystery vibe about it. And then were they your vocals chopped up in that as well?
No, I just got some... where did I get those vocals from? I think they were Acid Pauli vocals out of a pack of something I got from somewhere or other.
Yeah,
okay. Which were nice little...
Did you chop them?
No, I got some pre-chopped samples and then put the kit together to make all the drum stuff and all the rest of it as well. And then there's a really nice little instrument. I've got another VST for creating bass lines, which I did the peculiar bass line with, and then stuck a load of, what did I put on it? A load of reverb and chorus on top, I think of it, or something like that, to get the, like, it's got like a crunchy sound to it in the end. It took a bit of fiddling about.
So is this a DAW? Have you used a DAW for this then, Julian?
I've used machine, as in, you know, Native Instruments machine. And I've also used my Akai Force for this as well. So, most of the sequencing was done using the Akai Force into machine. And then because I couldn't run the VST through the Akai Force, that's what I had to use for Yanquin. So it was a little bit of a complicated setup for the afternoon, but it was worth it in the end, and it was quite good fun to do. So,
anyway. Yeah, it's a good tune.
Thank you. Well, sorry, Graham.
Oh, go on then. No, I was going to say, I think you've got some really good space on it. Like, I was standing on Clapham Junction today when I was listening to it, and you've got some lovely stereo mixing. And when that sort of bass line sort of beat comes in, it kind of really gets you in the guts. So, it's good.
That's what I was saying. I was kind of hoping for a bit of a juxtaposition between the bass line and the Yanquin. And then it was a very different feel to the two. Anyway, I'll stop rambling on and we'll have a listen. This is me, Citizen Fly. This is Axiom.
Only Human Radio.
Thank you.
Well, that was me. Yeah. Well, I hope you liked it. We're moving on to something quite different now. In fact, well, we've got yet another amazing jingle to play, and a 2021 jingle again, Andy. Here we go.
Andy's Master Blaster.
Time for tea.
Mum, I'm doing a jingle.
Yes, indeed. It's Andy's Master Blaster. What is it, Andy? Where have you had this from?
Right. Now, this is the first time that we've used one of our new contacts. So we always say, contact us, send us your music, and we will always play it. This guy, he contacted us, and we're going to play it. But we're going to elevate it to the Master Blaster. He's a guy called Danny. He's from Sydney, Australia. I don't know if he's from Sydney, Australia. I know that that's where he's based at the moment. And he goes under the name of Commune. He contacted us. What he would really like to come on the show, and I think we should figure out the time difference and get him on.
Definitely.
Because he was sort of saying, oh, what are the chances of coming on? I think it'd be great to have him on. But for now, we're going to play his tune. It's called The Process. And it is, I've put a lovely commercial tune.
Yeah.
It is just a good commercial. I could hear this in the charts. Genuinely could hear this in the charts.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
Yeah, I'd agree with you 100% on that. It's just, I put great synth tune head bobber. And again, same as you mentioned before about lots of space there, Graham, because a lot of the time when you get a big song like this, because this is a big song, sometimes it can feel a little overcrowded, and this just did not feel that at all. It was so beautifully produced and so much space put around all the instruments that you didn't feel overcrowded in it once.
Yeah, I totally agree. Really, really crisp production, isn't it? Mm. It's just really colourful, crisp, lots of detail, lots of detail in that sort of wobbly bass synth as well, that stuff. So, yeah, totally agree. I can just imagine this being like, on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. There was a couple of points I literally said out loud, oh, yeah. It just really is so good. It's, a proper professional piece of music. This, absolutely love it.
I could hear this in a club. It's sort of quite Balearic.
Yeah.
It's got that vibe to it. It's got those synth stabs, and to my ears, it sounds like a very current sound. It's a very modern, very current sound, so love it. Absolutely love to have it on.
What would be a really crisp, accurate cat that you could put on a synth for that? That's a tricky one, isn't it? Because I've written down Moggy on a Mofo, but that's not really working. I don't know. Sophisticated cat is what you need, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm looking at his gear list and he does own a Dave Smith Mofo. So I think Moggy on a Mofo is fine.
We'll go with that. Moggy on a Mofo. This is Commune, The Process. That was Commune, The Process. Again, Andy, so if, do you know anywhere we can listen to more stuff from Commune?
Yes. I'm just having a look. He does have a website.
Right.
He's sort of that kind of level where he's invested in a very nice-looking website. Be careful when you're searching for him because it's an unusual spelling of Commune. It's K-O-M-Y-O-U-N.
Right.
But I'm just looking at the icons on his website, and he's got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can email him, but there's quite a bit of information on his website. I'm just scrolling down now, and I think he does post quite a bit of stuff on YouTube as well.
Right.
So there's quite a lot of video/audio stuff out there. So it looks massively approachable and easy to get hold of, easy to listen to his stuff. So.
Brilliant.
There we go.
Well,
yeah,
and hopefully
he's out there.
Hopefully we'll have him on the show soon as well. So yeah, thank you very much indeed for that. So coming up next, we've got I'm gonna have to do a little joke again, Andy. It's Minimum's Small Hours. Mini Mums, could you lift me up? It's
God.
I know, sorry. It's Minimums, not Mini Mums, obviously. Tiny Mums. So this is Minimum's.
I can't believe you told that joke again. It actually was funny.
The first
just,
time.
Just as funny.
Has that come out before? Have you done that before?
Oh, I do the same joke each week. Yeah. I've only got three. We just rotate them.
You've got to be careful with maximums.
Yeah. Quite right, Graham. Quite right. But this is Minimum Small Hours. So this is really nice. This was a really slow, easy groove. I could just, you know, this is a real sit back and just let it roll over you kind of tune, I found.
He creates an atmosphere. When he first sent his music over, I think it was three he sent. And really, because we're listening to them in isolation, I'm lucky enough to have heard. I played them all back to back, and they're all very much from a similar landscape. Mm. They're all part of the same journey. It feels like, I think Andy Darrant, he was on when we first listened to Minimums, and he was saying, "Oh, it's like walking through bits of London at night."
Mm.
It gives you that kind of feeling, and. Again, this kind of, it feels like part of the same journey to me. It feels it feels like a solitary experience as well. But,
yeah.
You know,
what did you
think, Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, like a really unique aesthetic, isn't it? I mean, I think it really kind of stands out as something really creative, really well, you know, thought out. And probably like, yeah, like I think like you're saying, like one step on a journey. You could have an EP or an album of these kind of tracks that take you somewhere and take you to different places. So, yeah, really, really atmospheric. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The witching
hour. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, let's switch into the witching hour. Let's have a listen. This is Minimums and Small Hours.
Thank you.
Only Human Radio.
Oh, that was minimum small hours. We were just talking whilst the track was on then and just saying, again, you can just hear inside there the amount of talent that goes into a song like that. It's just quite phenomenal. It's just a beautiful piece of music. Really, really lovely. Can you believe it, Andy? It's coming up to our last song. Last song.
Wow. Do you know, that's really flown.
It has.
That has properly flown.
It has. I was a little upset with that. You're right. But we have, but I brought myself back out of it because we've got a cracker to end on. As always, Andy, you've bookended it beautifully. Where we started off with something great from Phil, and then we're ending off with something amazing from Sian Peters. And Sian sent us a load of info on this as well, didn't she?
She has. In fact, this is the second time we've ended the show with one of Sian's tunes, because they are perfect to end the show, because you know we like to end end things on a bit of a high, bit of pace, and once again Sian's come up with something that's really sort of fits that bill. I love this, I really love it. It's off a new album as well.
Can I use the S word, Andy? When you use it once, you show soundscape though. It's a beautiful soundscape.
Can I also be self-indulgent and attempt the title of her album in German?
Please do.
Okay. It's called 864 Tage.
Das ist gut.
Thank you.
Das ist sehr gut.
Which is 864 days. I don't know what the significance of that number is, but that's what it's called.
Do you want to hear the only...
800...
go on, you repeat that first.
864 Tage.
It's very good. Do you want to know the only sentence I remember from my GCSE grade 4 German in school?
Go on.
Ich habe einen großen Fernsehapparatus. I've got a large television set. That's why I got grade 4 GCSE... not GCSE, CSE German.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, you're basically bilingual.
Well, yeah. I mean, but the trouble is, that's why I got a grade 4, is because every single question, I just put that down as the answer. So, you know.
Andy, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said the title, because I'm going to sample that, and then I'm going to submit a track with you saying Act 100 and...
64.
Yeah, it's going to be in there. It's going to be in there.
Well, this is a really, truly beautiful piece of music to end off.
It is. It's ace.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, I don't know what else we can say about it, really. It's just something that I think you will get absorbed in. It really is a lovely piece. Sorry, Graham, we haven't let you speak about this at all. We've been rambling.
No. I was just thinking. I mean, I was. I remember. So another one like your tune earlier, Jules. I today remember where I was when I was listening to it, because it kind of really had like a really nostalgic.
Yeah.
Sort of vibe. And I wasn't really clubbing around the time of the sort of, you know, the 90s, when maybe this kind of took me back to, but it's got a real kind of 90s kind of vibe in a really good way, like really kind of, yeah, psychedelic, ravey, but kind of after party kind of sound to it, I reckon.
Yeah. And some really lovely vocals in there as well.
Yeah, beautiful, really silky, the whole thing. And the production's fantastic as well.
Yeah.
The synths, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, full package.
I think it's worth mentioning, because I did read Sian's notes. She did send us some quite chunky notes on this piece. But I think I've got to mention that, along with Sian, this is a collaboration, really. Well, that's how it reads in the notes. And there's contributions from two ladies, Tracy Wilder and Lynette Devine as well, are both involved writing the lyrics, coming up with the melody lines, so I think some of the keyboard lines as well. So I think Sian would appreciate it if we did actually mention the other folks that were involved with that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's a fabulous sound.
Yeah, great work all around, just superb. So I'm going to thoroughly enjoy listening to this again. I know everybody else is too. So this is Sian Peters and Sometimes. Sometimes it's lonely. It dies because it cheats out. That was Sean Peters sometimes. Again, do we know where we can hear a bit more of Sean's stuff? Because she's quite prolific, isn't she?
It's a brand new album. Yeah. We've already played through it. This is the third track we've already played off of it.
Yeah.
You can get it on Bandcamp. 864 days. Bandcamp. Also, if you are in the mood for a bit of physical media, then there is cassettes on sale to go with the download. I already have one.
TDK90.
First thing I... No, I think it's... I can't remember. It might be Maxell. I'm not sure.
Ooh, were you a TDK or a Maxell man then? I was always a TDK man.
Oh, no, back in the day, TDK, of course. Yeah. AD90s. AD90s.
You don't want to get a 120. Yeah. That's going to get chewed up, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they lagged the 120s.
Just gently stretched over time. Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Sian. Again, that was just a superb song. And again, with everything we've had tonight, it's been an amazing lineup, Andy. Let's have a quick run through of what we've had so far tonight. So we kicked off the evening with our good friend Phil with Swirler Burner with Rehydration. We then moved over to Waspberg with that amazing piece of music sitting inside that washed up washing machine, man. Really enjoyed that and got quite lost in that a little bit, really. Graham, Joseph Hecht, we then had yours, EAG3112. Really enjoyed that too, sitting inside that arcade, and then all of a sudden the rain came down and everybody went a bit dark and sat in the corner. But it was lovely. Really enjoyed it. Number four, Citizen Fly, Axiom, that was me. Number five, we had Commune, The Process. That was our Master Blaster from Sydney in Australia. That was utterly amazing. I mean, a proper good dance tune, that. And
we'll get him on. We'll get him on.
Please. Yeah.
We'll figure it out and get him on.
It'd be ace. It really would. Next up, we had Minimums. Can you lift me up? Small Hours, another great song from Minimums there. Andy's shaking his head at me. But it was a superb piece of music once again. And then we ended off the night with a real treat from Sian Peters, which was Sometimes. So I would say that's been an amazing night of music all in all.
Yeah.
And again,
another classic.
It is another classic.
Another classic.
And it takes you a long time to put that stuff together, Andy. I do know that. And you do a lot of trawling around and finding the stuff and contacting the people. But the big thank you has always got to go out to the artists. So we've had,
Absolutely.
Had 7 artists on tonight who've spent time and effort putting that in for no money whatsoever, just for the pleasure of doing it and for the pleasure of other people listening to it. So it's a pleasure for us to be able to play those. So, Andy, if anybody else wants to get in touch and put some songs through for us so that we can play those as well, how would they do that?
It's email, onlyhumanradio@gmail.com, onlyhumanradio@gmail.com, and we will play your tune. Yeah. We will play your tune.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd be a delight to. And Graham, it's been lovely talking to you again tonight. It's been too long. It's been a long while, probably nearly a year since I last spoke to you.
It has been a while, yeah, and it was sunny at that time, and now
it was.
It's not.
No, it's not.
But it's been... It's been such a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. And just a chance to listen to all those tunes, you know, it's brilliant.
It's been a pleasure having you on, and great fun chatting as always.
It's been
so,
an honour.
Andy, it's only time for you to do the great big goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, that's good. I can give you 11 for that. Graham?
Thank you.
I've sampled it. I've sampled it already, Andy. see you later. Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, super. I'll give you 9.5 for that. Ta-da! See you next time. That's me. All right. See you soon. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio.